Before leaving office, Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn released a thorough study of the cybersecurity mission, actually all of the missions, at the Homeland Security Department. Coburn says DHS is struggling to protect federal networks from intrusion, and he says its efforts at working with the private sector on cyber protection are sketchy, too. For reaction and some ideas for DHS, we turn to Melissa Hathaway. Now a consultant, she was director of the Joint Interagency Cyber Task Force during the Bush administration and a member of the National Security Council for President Obama. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
All right. Nice to have you on. So does DHS have the right strategy, do you think, to secure and safeguard cyberspace for federal networks?
I think that we're asking DHS to do multiple missions, and whether it's from a policy and strategy standpoint and or information sharing or operations, and because we're asking it to do so many different things, it's not able to focus on maybe the couple things that we need them to do as a country.
Because he says it's their fourth mission is to safeguard and secure cyberspace. He says attacks against government and private networks have become a significant threat, that we know. But he says with $700 million to do this, they ought to be doing a better job. So from your experience and what you've been seeing, do they have sufficient funding to do what they say they would like to do in cyberspace?
Well, again, I think if you actually, as you look at the Senator Coburn's report, I was struck by the fact that he compares the $700 million in funding for DHS to secure the nation from cyber attack or intrusions to the $14 billion that we're giving to FEMA to clean up after a particular event, a catastrophic event. And so they're not comparable, $700 million to $14 billion. And one is a day-to-day operational requirement, and the other one is a periodic operational requirement. So are we giving them enough money? I don't think we've actually given them the right charter to do what we're asking them to do from an operational perspective. We're asking them to share information. We're asking them to share vulnerabilities, to inform the public, and to potentially prepare the government and or industry to respond and or prevent an attack. But I don't think that we're giving them the operational mission that is cited in Senator Coburn's report.
So you're saying that he got it wrong, or DHS doesn't have it right in terms of what their charter is?
Well, I think that it's a combination that we've told them to do an awful lot of things and not focus them on maybe one or two priorities. And secondarily, if we're going to tell them to do an operational mission, we certainly haven't funded them to do the operational mission.
Okay, so in the operational, that would be something almost like U.S. Cyber Command has, which we don't know whether it's using that operational mandate or not, but it has it, and DHS does not?
DHS's operational area really is within the NCIC, its Cyber Integration Center, and that's where it's using its authorities to share information with the private sector and to collect warning data of what's going on across our critical infrastructures. If you were to compare it to FEMA or ICE or its other operational mission areas that represent a much larger portion of DHS's budget, because those are DHS's operational missions, we haven't actually given DHS an operational mission, although we criticize it for having an operational mission that it's failing to execute.
So it's really more of a convener and exchange medium for cyber information than it is an operational entity to try to protect anyone in the private sector.
That's exactly right. We've asked them to be the conduit of information sharing. We've asked them to almost be the compliance authority of where is cybersecurity across the federal enterprises and keeping book on other agencies. But we haven't necessarily given them the operational mission to really sit side by side and in the trenches with the private sector or the federal government in helping them assure or obtain better defenses.
We're speaking with Melissa Hathaway. She is president of Hathaway Global Strategies and former White House person on a cyber task force during the Bush administration, also worked on the National Security Council for the president currently. And so it sounds like this can be laid at the feet of Congress then. If they don't have the wherewithal to do this operational activity, then they need to get that authority and the funding from Congress. So maybe the report is looking both ways here.
it is. Senator Coburn actually rightly calls out the fact that in order for DHS to gain focus, that it also requires Congress to focus its oversight and accountability of DHS and across all of the different committees. I think one of the things that the Congress could look to is perhaps how do you consolidate the oversight of DHS from all of the different committees into maybe one or two committees. While there is a Homeland Security Committee in both the Senate and the House, there are also so many other committees that have the jurisdiction and responsibility over DHS's missions. It makes it difficult to manage and to really have transparency into all of the different mission areas. You could think of this as almost the special committees that they have for intelligence, that you could consolidate everything into one committee on both the House and the Senate for the oversight.
Now, when it comes to that area we talked about that DHS does do, which is convene and do information sharing with the private sector on cyber threats, how good does it do that? How effective does that all work?
Well, the National Cybersecurity Communications and Integration Center, and which has the U.S. CERT function within it, is the information sharing hub for DHS and really for the federal government out to the private sector. There are some who say that they receive timely information, and there are some in the private sector who say that it's not timely information. It's a question of how do you consolidate it and how do you get more of a machine-to-machine and or speed of reporting to those who need it. And I don't think that we have all of the solutions in place yet, either in the private sector or in the government.
Now, the information sharing is primarily aimed at operators of critical infrastructure. But when you get to something like a Sony or a department store, that kind of thing that might be hacked, where the famous hacks have been in this past year, those are not really, strictly speaking, critical infrastructure. So does it seem as if maybe the mission of that information sharing piece alone ought to be expanded to greater pieces of the economy?
I think that DHS could provide a broader role of alerting on key vulnerabilities and or key threats to not just critical infrastructures and operators, but to broader businesses. They do actually provide critical alerts on on some vulnerabilities and on some particular attack vectors. The problem is that many people don't know where to get it and how to get it, and so it's not just a function of doing the mission, but it's also a function of communicating that this is available and here's where you go to get it.
And do you think DHS might be caught maybe between two mindsets in the federal government? One mindset says we want to help the critical infrastructure operators with their cybersecurity. Another mindset says we want to prosecute people who have these problems because they failed to take necessary protections for consumers and that kind of thing. So maybe companies feel like, well, is the government on my side or are they going to prosecute me if I have a cyber problem?
Yeah, I look at the regulatory and compliance or the law enforcement mission as separate and distinct. And if we were to ask them to be both, I think it's difficult. You know, you need to have an ally. And then if something happens that went wrong, you need to be able to have, again, an ally that you're going to be able to communicate with and then worry about the law if you broke it. Or how you're going to, the penalties will be put in place. I think that if we ask DHS to be both the regulator and compliance authority, as well as your mission partner for defense, that they're going to fail in both missions.
Yeah, probably no one would go near them if they were both, because the one side kind of outdoes the other, I guess. And so, you know, you've seen a lot of reports and of this nature come out in Washington, some by commissions, some by individual members of Congress, and so on. Do you think this one will have maybe a little bit more oomph or effect than some of the earlier ones?
Well, I think that Senator Coburn highlighted a few of the mission areas, whether it's the continuous monitoring and diagnostics program or the enhanced cybersecurity services, which are two of the largest programs that DHS has. He called those out. For Congress to pay more attention to and to take a deep look at whether or not these are actually fulfilling the objectives that have been stated by both the administration and by the Secretary Johnson. you know, can they do more? Should they be doing more? How can we make those programs more effective? Because those programs are what we're really asking DHS to execute. I think the third area in the report that Senator Coburn called out was about the law enforcement and the investigative authorities that reside in DHS under U.S. Secret Service and to some degree under ICE. And I would argue that DEA also is in that area. So if you start to look at those, I think that there should be a closer look at how do we pool the law enforcement capabilities across the federal government that exists between FBI and U.S. Secret Service for investigating cyber crimes, and does it make sense to have them separate, and does it make sense to have that operational mission sitting side by side necessarily with these other parts of the things that we're asking them to do to partner with the private sector.
All right, lots of questions, not too many answers yet, but we thank you. Melissa Hathaway is the former director of the Joint Interagency Cyber Task Force, now president of Hathaway Global Strategies. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day.